We're here with Amir Filati. He is the president of Parsco Construction, which I love your slogan. Can we just tell people what your slogan is? It's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it is restoring historically significant endangered properties.
I love that idea. And so we're at DeVillers and Jackson right now. This is the old filling station that is kind of like the old Spanish architecture. If you've driven by it, it kind of looks white, or before it looked off-white with green accents and this really cool features up on the roof. And they've been restoring it. It was a completely run down, just blighted facility, but you bought it and you've been restoring it. Tell us about the process and why you wanted to do it.
Well, I think it all goes back to our love for Pensacola and our love for historic preservation. And this property is one block south of my office. So when we moved our company to Belmont DeVillers, we saw it. We always were interested in it. When it came up for sale, we were lucky enough to be able to buy it. It was a lot more work than we anticipated. As you can tell, it had asbestos abatement, wood rot, termite damage. The entire porte-cochere collapsed due to structural deficiencies, but you know, working with the CRA and the City of Pensacola facade grant, that was a wonderful experience. They were able to contribute $60,000 to this restoration effort, so many thanks to the city. And then, you know, working through the process with the University of West Florida, with the State Historic Preservation Office, and then even the National Park Service to get this listed in the National Historic Registry.
Like the 42nd in the city of Pensacola?
I was really surprised that there aren't more properties registered. So we are number 42, which struck me as very interesting, because you would think with us being the first settlement that we would have a lot more properties listed. So that was a success for us. And then obviously the construction is really coming along. And now that we're almost to the completion phase of the exterior, we've had a lot of interest from restaurants mainly on taking over the lease, which we're,
because you've got these service bay doors that are real popular now for restaurants and bars and things like that.
That's right.
One of the things that I was surprised by was how extensive the replacement. I mean, you basically kept the shell and rebuilt all of the joists and the studs and the roof. And, you know, you only could keep a small number of the original wood pieces, and you had to build up under them essentially to make this work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The entire base of all the exterior walls that were wood framed were basically either rotted or termite eaten.
Yeah.
So we actually hired a structural engineer to come out here and assess the damage and prescribe a fix in the field on a case-by-case basis, and we followed that. And then all the block walls we discovered had no reinforcing steel, so we did all kinds of retrofitting there
You had cinder blocks, but no steel running between them like you're supposed to?
Yeah, there was no vertical reinforcement any of the blocks. So we did a lot of kind of retrofitting and restoration, structural restoration work on that. So, but yeah, it was a tedious process, because you wanted to maintain as much of the original building as possible and rebuild the interior skeleton, basically. So to be at this point now is a wonderful, wonderful feat, I think.
When you know, sometimes people in remodeling shows, I hear them, they talk about, you know, it's got good bones. Well, this had terrible bones, but it had a lovely skin.
Exactly. We wanted to preserve the skin and then replace the bones, basically.
Yeah. So, and you also, like, some of the things that you might not notice just driving by on the street, but there's these wonderful little artistic embellishments. There's some bas relief, I'm not sure how you say it, the artwork, but then right up toward the roof on the exterior, there's a couple of features that you guys had to reproduce from scratch, right?
That's right. So one of the interesting things that happened on this project was we had these kind of decorative corbels that we didn't know how to replicate. In working with the UWF Historic Trust, they brought their 3D lab out here to scan it and replicate the parts with their 3D printers, which came out beautifully. And we shared that with the National Park Service, and they have a preservation bulletin on innovative techniques on how things can be restored. And they actually for the first time since like 1988, did an update to the bulletin and used this project and what UWF did.
As like a template or a learn from, a lesson
that's
learned.
That's right.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And just one last quick thing is the city has all different kinds of reputations. You know, some people perceive the city as being super easy to work with. Some people perceive the city as being maybe not as easy to work with. But you've obviously done a lot of work with the city too, you know, because you have two facades, double the grant basically for $60,000, which it looks amazing. But what's been your experience of working with the city? Fairly easy, challenging, both?
I think it's been a great experience. The city staff are more than willing to explain the process. I mean, obviously they have rules and you just have to follow the rules. But once you understand the process, the steps, the paperwork, they're just here to help. I mean, they want to see the city be great just as much as we do. Yeah. So they're not trying to hinder any of the progress as far as I can tell. If anything, they're supportive. They help promote us and we're excited. We're just excited to be able to have their help.
Well, I love it. I think it looks fantastic. Kudos to you for rescuing this property and creating the kind of thing that's going to sort of anchor and attract growth into the area and maybe start to build some of that connectivity between the downtown Palafox area and the Belmont DeVillers area and other stuff to the west. So this is really, really cool. Amir, thanks for the time and thanks for showing me around. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Andrew.